Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm so blessed. I'm privileged and highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today. If you've been studying along with us since this new year, 2016, has started, you know we enter into this year with a series or a theme of the year of good success. And we're going to continue with a series of studies this week dealing with success with a lesson entitled The Journey to Success. So I pray that you'll have your Bible, get your paper, pencils, be prepared to take notes, study along with us, because we want you to be able to search the scriptures right along with us, children of God, to see whether the things that we say are so or not. I want someone to say with me, good success. Praise the Lord. And for our study text we're going to be using today, coming from the book of Joshua chapter 2. You want to make note of Joshua chapter 2. And that's where we're going to be coming from with our scripture reading today. And I also want to take the time to thank each and every one of our partners who are partnering with this ministry spiritually, financially, and otherwise to help us to restore worship and to rebuild lives. In fact, our great Bible college and seminary courses are available online, by mail, also by Skype. You want to contact us, find out how you can be a part of those Bible college classes and study right where you are at your own pace, and you can pay as you go. Also, our Christ Universal Church cell churches right here in Forest Park, Georgia, as well as in Pennsylvania and South Carolina, in California, Texas, Maryland, North Carolina, meeting in our small groups. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you today in the name of Jesus. So feel free to contact us, saints. Our phone number is 678-278-9622. Or you can visit our main website, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net. You'll see links to all the various ministries, the Bible College, the Cell Church, as well as the Ministerial Fellowship. Now, again, we're continuing with a series of studies as we enter into the year of 2016 with a lesson entitled Journey to Success. And as we begin this particular lesson, we're going to take a look at Joshua chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 1, and then we'll get a word of prayer in. Joshua 1 and 2. Now, the backdrop to this is that last week we studied that God had made promises to Joshua and the children of Israel that if they were to go ahead and consecrate themselves and prepare to enter into the promised land, that God had spoken through Moses to them, and now God is reconfirming his word to Joshua to the children of Israel. You see, last week was a time of preparation, and now this is the time for manifestation. I want somebody to say that with me. There's a season of preparation, and then there comes a season of manifestation. And so this is a part of the journey to or toward success, as we see outlined in the case of the children of Israel. Verse 1 reads this: Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim, go over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab, and they stayed there. Today we're studying Journey to Success. Let us pray, saints of God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory today. I thank you, Father, we ascribe worth to you, for you alone are worthy of all the praise, all the honor and the glory. Dominion and power belongs to you, for you are El Shaddai, El Elyon, Yahweh El. You are Almighty God, and we worship you today. I pray that you will be upon the ears of the listeners today, Father, to penetrate their hearts with the word of God. I pray that you will bring healing to the sick bodies, that you will bring provision where there is lack, that you will bring salvation where there is need for people to come to know you today. Father, I thank you and I praise you in advance for what you're going to do through this lesson to teach us how to journey toward our success. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give God a praise. Thanks to God. I welcome you again. You're listening to our Sunday Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. Today, we're continuing a series on success as we begin the year 2016, which is our year of good success. Thanks to God. We believe, as we read in our first preparation message for this year's theme, that God said we obey the word of God, meditate on it day and night, do not let it depart from our lips, that we shall be prosperous and find good success. And that's what we're going to create, a mindset for success this year. A lot of times our thinking is what determines our direction. And so we begin to think about success, as we begin to meditate upon success, I believe that success will be the natural result of our thinking. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to do the same thing today. So as we begin this week's message about journey to or toward success, and if anybody's familiar with this ministry, you know I'm very big into the teaching aspect of the scriptures, that is to help one to understand. And so we even have to understand the words that we use in order to get our faith established in the correct and proper way. So when we think about the word journey, journey means traveling from one place to another place. Praise the Lord. And it usually takes a rather long time. So in this particular case that we're studying today, Israel fleeing a travel from Egypt, where they were in bondage, and now they're traveling to the promised land, and they're on this journey. And if we know anything about the scripture text or the narrative of the story, we know that it has taken them 40 years up to this point. Most of us would agree that 40 years is a rather long time. But so the journey began as an exodus from Egypt, and now the journey is continuing toward the land of promise, where they were promised that they would have a land overflowing with milk and honey, that they would drink out of wells that they did not dig, they would live in houses that they did not build for themselves, they would eat fruit from vines that they did not plant, praise the Lord. In other words, they were traveling from a place of bondage is on a journey to a place of success. Success is the accomplishment of that which you have set as a goal or God has directed you toward. So as we think about the word success again, they're leaving that barren place. They're leaving that place of captivity. They're leaving that place of bondage into a place of success, which is the favorable or prosperous termination of their attempt or endeavor. In other words, success is the accomplishment. Someone said to me, the accomplishment. The accomplishment of one's goals. Hallelujah. And that's what we wishing and speaking and praying and prophesying and decreeing and declaring over each and every one of our members and ministers and students and staff members with Amazing Grace Ministries and Grace Bible College and Seminary, the Christ Universal Church, the Ambassador's Ministry of Fellowship, and to each and every one of you under the listening of my voice today. Praise the Lord. Someone said to me, journey to success. That means that we've all experienced places of failure in our life. We've all maybe experienced certain places of bondage in our life. But now God is saying, take a journey. Let's travel from that place to another place, which is the place of success, where we reach the prosperous termination of our endeavors. Somebody give the God praise. And so we're going to examine three particular points of Israel's journey to success that I think translates to the life of every believer today. And the first term I want you to think about or write down if you're taking notes is the word obedience. And we're going to see obedience in the scripture text that we use to begin this message with. But in that text, it contains an explanation of Joshua's obedience to God's command. And this is very key for each and every one of us, children of God, because God can make all the promises in the world to us, and God has made many precious promises to us. But a promise can be fulfilled as we obey the conditions of the promise. Most conditions come with promises. Person at a car lot promises to let you take possession of the car. If you promise to pay for it, if you're paying in cash, then obedience to what God has promised and meet the conditions in order to see the promise be fulfilled. This is the first step along Israel's journey to success. And I believe today, thanks to God, that this is key to our success as well. We must obey God. And let's get a working definition for obedience this week. Obedience is compliance with an order or law or submission to another's authority. That's what it means to obey. In the case of God, we're to be in compliance with God's word, his will, his instruction, his guidance, his command, his statutes, his decrees. In other words, we are to be in agreement with the word of God, the instructions that God gives us. And we must submit ourselves to his authority. And you see, Joshua is now in chapter 2, verse 1, taking steps to obey God's command. Another part of this journey to success is providence. If you're taking notes, you want to write this down. Providence is another aspect of our journey to success. We will read about this staying in chapter 2 of Joshua. Now take a look at verses 2 through 4. We see the first step was taken, which was obedience. I want someone to say it means obedience. Here we are now talking about the second step of providence. Chapter 2, it says, the king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent his message to Rahab. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. So thanks to God, we see here the providence of God. Now, many of us may not catch it in the reading of that particular scripture. There may not have been something that just stuck out for you that says, the providence of God. But again, let's examine the process. First, Joshua said, I want you to go to spy out the land. Two men went in. They were discovered as they entered the city. People reported to the king of Jericho that two men had tried to sneak into the land in order to spy it out, and they saw them enter into Rahab's house. Thanks to God, I want you to know that the enemy will try to do everything within his power to abort the mission of God in your life. The enemy will try to do whatever they can to stop and block the fulfillment of the promise in your life. And we see here in this case that the men came to Rahab's house in order to capture them, in order to abort God's plan. But here's where the providence of God, shout out, somebody give God a praise. This is where the providence of God came into play for Israel. The woman hid them and told the men that they had already left, so there was no way that they could discover them in her house. Oh, I want you to know, I think about the scripture from Psalm 91 where it says, for the Lord is our strong tower and our refuge. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty, and he shall hide thee in the safety of his wings. Thanks to God, this is providence, which is the foreseen care and guidance of God. It is a manifestation of divine care or direction in the lives of Israel. Oh, thanks, I'm here to tell you. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be right now? There have been so many situations, things seen and dangers unseen, that God has protected you from. Because God knew that he had a purpose and a set plan for your life. And also the enemy became aware or is aware of the plans being fulfilled in your life, and he will try to stop it. But the providence of God, as these men were hidden from the enemies. Right now, God is shielding and protecting some of you from your enemies while you're on this journey to success. Somebody give God praise. Somebody that may want to give God a praise, a hallelujah right now. Yeah, you're traveling. You're in between your bondage and your prosperity, thanks to God. You are in between your place of captivity and your place of success today. So I want you to continue to travel, knowing that the prosperous termination or the end result will be success in your life. So we see, in the case of Israel, we see two of the three steps on their journey to success that are very relevant to our lives as well, children of God. Each and every one of us also need to take these two steps in mind as we continue on our journey toward our success. Now, there's a third aspect of this that we want to talk about now, and that is perseverance. If you're taking notes, you want to write this word down, perseverance. So if you've been following along with me, we have the first step is obedience. We see the second principle is providence. And now we're taking a look at the third principle, which is perseverance. And we're going to see an example of this in Joshua, again, chapter 2. This time, go ahead and skip down to verses 22 to 24. Now, I want you to be able to go ahead and read through this entire book of Joshua to begin this new year in order to set the stage of how God keeps his promises. If God was faithful to keep his promises that he made to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, that they were going to, his descendants would inherit the land, then we see in the case of Joshua Israel, it's the fulfillment of so many years of promises that God has made. So it doesn't matter how long it's taking you. Remember, a part of the definition of journey is that it is a traveling from one place to another that usually takes a rather long time. Some of you right now know what I'm talking about. Some of you say, Lord, when? Oh, Lord, when? And we know the children of Israel even murmured in their wilderness season in between the time of the promise and the possession. And many of them have died and faded away as a result of their murmuring. Failure to obey God. If you go back through the text of Deuteronomy, you'll see that Israel had an opportunity prior to this opportunity to enter into the promised land. And it would have only taken them three to eight days to get there. But they failed to obey the word of God, and therefore they went back into the wilderness. God provided for them with the manna and with the quail whenever they complained and murmured with God. But now that season is ending and a new season is beginning. They're approaching the destination. They're approaching the accomplishment of all that God had promised in their lives. And so I want some of you right now, you've been through some of it by your own doing, some of it by the enemy's doing, and some by the combination of both. But this season, if you prepare yourself now to come into a place of obedience to God, we all have to repent and turn back to God. This could be the message that God is speaking to you today. In order for you to get new things, you must go in a new direction, as we talked about last week. So Joshua chapter 2, verse 22 to 24, let's read them quickly. Praise the Lord. Verse 22 says, now, this is after the men had been to Rahab's house. She hid them on the roof, told the enemy that they had already left, so she didn't know where they were. And then now the men are preparing to leave Rahab's house and go back and report to Joshua. It says, verse 22, when they left, they went into the hills and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Thank you. That's what I said. God hides you in the secret of his tabernacle. Set up on those. The enemy is searching for you, trying to get to you. And that's why sometimes God has to place us in a place of isolation sometimes. Sometimes God has to put us in a place of what seems like a wilderness. But that is only to protect you from the enemy. But after that season is over, as these men left Rahab's house, they left and they stayed until the pursuers could not find them. And then, verse 23, then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, and came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them. Verse 24, then they said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. Oh, somebody, I pray you catch this nugget of principle of perseverance. Now realize these men have been sentenced spies. They had been found out as they went to spy. They had to be hidden in one of what they thought were the enemy's household. But the favor and the providence of God came upon their lives even as they entered into the house that God had directed them to. After they narrowly escaped being captured, had to hide in the wilderness in the hill country, says, for 3 days. And when that finally period passed where the pursuers no longer were pursuing them, they started back. Oh, this is a definition of what perseverance looks like, saints of God. Yes, sometimes we're going to go through trials and tests and storms and setbacks and setups in our life. But you must persevere on this journey to success. Perseverance is a steady persistence in a course of action or a purpose. It is a state of being ready, especially in spite of difficulties, in spite of obstacles, in spite of your discouragement right now. These men probably faced all of those things. They were experiencing difficulties as they spied out the land. They faced tremendous obstacles. They got discouraged as they realized that they were found out. But God had a plan for their success. And I want to remind you today, faith of God, just as we examine the story of Joshua and the children of Israel, as they're continuing their journey to success, that is, as they were traveling from one place to another, and it took an extremely long time, they eventually found success. This is what this story or the lesson that we talked about today is preparing us to get a mindset for success, saints of God. And the three things that we examined as we looked at these texts today are three things that I want you to fully examine in your life. I want you to fully examine whether you are obeying God. Are you obeying the voice of the Lord? Being strong and very courageous to comply with His word, or to follow His instructions, to submit to His authority. Secondly, are you aware of the providence of God at work in your life that has allowed you to even be here, still be here today, to listen to this broadcast? That's in spite of the situations you've been through. The providence of God has manifested in your life just like it manifested in these two spies' lives by foreseeing their care and giving them guidance. He gave them a manifestation of divine care and direction. And I believe today, hallelujah, some of you wouldn't be here today. Some of you would not be listening to this message if it had not been for this providence of God at work in your life. And then the third and final step that we saw today was their perseverance. We see they had steady persistence in their course of action. They did not allow their difficulties to stop them. They did not allow the obstacles to cause them to give up. They did not allow discouragement to set in. They went back and reported to Joshua with excitement. As we read again Joshua chapter 2, verse number 24, it says, they said to Joshua, after all they had experienced, thanks to God, hallelujah, After being found out, after being hidden in the enemy's home, after having to hide and run for their lives, hallelujah, they said, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. And all the people, hallelujah, are melting in fear because of us. Some of us, thanks to God, we go through difficult situations and trials, and we begin to fear. But as the scripture says in the New Testament, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The men basically said that all the enemies are in fear of us. And that's what the spying expedition that Joshua sent these men on were meant to discover. It encouraged Joshua and Israel's faith to hear the testimony of these two men. I pray today in the name of Jesus that some of you listening to my voice today, that you also will be encouraged by this story, that you will be able to apply these three key principles on your journey to success. And I believe that if you do, saints of God, you're going to reach that favorable and prosperous termination of your attempt or at your endeavors. You're going to accomplish the things that God has spoken to you. You will reach your place of success. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Saint, that you grab a hold of these things and don't allow the journey to sway you. In order to get to this place of success, yes, we will have to face some difficulties, some trials, some temptations, but we also have these three key principles that we can hold on to today. The first principle again, and I want you to say it with me as we close. Principle number one, that I will obey the Lord. Principle number two is that I will recognize the providence and acknowledge the providence of God in my life. And number three, I will persevere. I will remain steady and steadfast in my course of action in spite of my difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement, in order that I may make my journey to success. God bless you. Thanks to God. Thank you for giving me this time to come into your home. May the peace, prosperity, and success of God be upon your life today. In Jesus' name, amen.